Dot Morris with Mission Network News. Today is World Refugee Day, and now more than ever, we have a chance in the U.S. to help immigrants and refugees in our own backyard. The Jesus Film Project and several other Christian organizations started an initiative called the People's Connection. They produce materials in several languages for people like you to give to refugees and immigrants you know. Some of the materials serve as a welcome and delve into America's history. Others share the gospel in that person's hard language. Joe Klass with the Jesus Film Project says,
the immigrants who come here are in a wonderful receptive position. Someone who comes from the Middle East, they so know there's God. There's an openness in that community that has had extreme disappointment in Arab Springs and the behaviors of some of the extremists in their area. They're now open.
And you can request materials through a link at missionnews.org. Did you know that out of over 7 billion people on the planet, around 4 billion still don't have access to the internet? So while Bible smartphone apps are a great way to share God's word, you need the internet or a data plan to do that, and not everyone has them. However, Faith Comes by Hearing just had a major breakthrough. They transmitted a Bible app data package from Guam to Thailand over 3,000 miles and synchronized it to a smartphone that wasn't connected to the internet. Troy Carl of Faith Comes by Hearing says this is a big deal for the gospel.
It really is quite exciting because it means we have the potential of distributing Bible content directly to people's mobile devices, potentially using shortwave frequencies, and we could do that without connectivity or traditional internet access.
The full story is at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Join us on a prayer cast journey through the month of Ramadan. Each week we'll focus on a different region. Get the details at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.